So Stampede, it's in full force. It didn't rain, so that's a good sign, right? Didn't rain yesterday. It didn't rain on the first, even though there was a 1,000,000% chance of rain. Didn't happen. Some kind of weather gods came in and said, no, these people must remain dry. And it ended up being a really nice day for it and everything. So I went about, you know, and I walked. I like to check out the different booths. And there's always very interesting booths. Like, you can go buy wooden roses. Roses made of wood, for example. I felt so terrible for this guy. There's a guy doing a stainless steel cookware presentation out there. He's got, like, probably 15 chairs set up in front of him. And he's just sitting there with all these pots and pans behind him. And what you're supposed to do is come up and sit down, and he'll give you a demonstration of this cookware. Out at the Stampede, there's just such an odd combination. One thing that seemed probably the most appropriate that I saw out there was the tent for Pee Like a Boy. Now, all I could make out was a little sign that said P, the letter P, hyphen, likeaboy.com. Went to that website today, nothing there. So, good job, guys. And I didn't get up close and personal to see what this device looked like, but I tried to look online a little bit to try to find something similar, and I found one at called P-Mate. Okay, I'll put a link to this on mattstukes.com after the show because the website name is ridiculous. It's a British website, which makes it even funnier. And it has this cartoon depiction of how this woman's using the P-Mate or the P Like a Boy or whatever. There's pictures. Look at the where were those hilarious quotes? Top P-Mate moments. And remember, this is a British website, which just makes it all the more classic. Festivals. When portaloos are too awful to consider sitting on. Okay, so this, it makes sense to me, because I went into one of the porta-potties yesterday, and I was like, you know, as I was standing there, I was just kind of observing, you know, the floor and the seat and everything, and I was like, how do women do it? How can they come out and sit on that? You know what I mean? That's so frightening. So it seems appropriate, yet it's such a frightening thing at the same time. The idea of a woman standing up and going to the restroom, you know, if you walk by some woman and she was just standing there going, wouldn't she be a little taken aback?
I would be definitely taken aback by that.
As if you just saw the back side of them, you know, standing up and going, that'd be pretty frightening. That'd be really frightening, you know.
Yeah.
But would it be better to see them doing it from the front? I don't think so. I think that'd be even worse. You know, this little weird device. Oh, yeah, top P-mate moments. Let me go through these real quick. Camping. When you don't want to bare your bum in the bush. When you're caught in the line, but there's nowhere to pee without losing your place and your mystique.
What?
Pubs, clubs, and concerts. When queuing for hours, which is waiting, when queuing for hours and hovering over the loo may be the only option because the toilet is so gross. Public toilets, when you don't want to perch your bum where thousands of germs have gone before. On the road, when you can't wait for the next rest... When you can't wait for the next rest stop? Really? Where are you going at this point? Into a bottle with this thing or something? Trains, planes, and automobiles, when facilities can be too vile to sit on. Here's the best one. Traveling. Third world toilets can best be avoided. Third world toilets. Boating, when your choice may be a bucket or a hole. Pregnancy, weak bladders don't have to be a nightmare. Yeah. If you hate pregnancy enough while you're pregnant, just try using one of those things. I'm sure that'll make you feel 10 times better about it. Really? Would you consider one of these devices? 539-9750 or 238-0975. To me, it's just a world of fright and horror. But, you know, like I said, I've been peeing like a boy for the last couple of years now, so I can't relate as well. Chris has already ordered one online.
What?
What do you think?
Well, I printed on the pee like a boy thing could be handy if you're camping. I just got back from a week of camping as a camp director. And,
yeah.
Wow, toilets are gross. Gotta say that.
Yeah.
So it could maybe be handy in that situation.
Yeah, I think wouldn't you have to be alone so no one could possibly see you? Because if you're in a public restroom, you know, and they hear like trickle, trickle, trickle and see you standing up in there, isn't that a little frightening? Wouldn't you be kind of scared?
That would be kind of an awkward situation to see someone's feet backwards in the stall. That would certainly raise an eyebrow or four.
Yeah.
One might wonder.
Yes.
I don't know. A lot of people, personally, I don't ever sit on the toilets anyway, so that was kind of trickly anyway.
You don't sit on the toilet?
Oh, heck no.
You hover, or?
Just sort of hover and squat. Balance myself.
Squat and hover. It's like duck
and
cover.
I don't want to sit on those.
Yeah, there's an illustration here on this website at pmate.co.uk. This is like the British equivalent. I couldn't find the plikeaboy.com website's not up for some reason. Probably because everybody's going to it.
Intriguing.
And it shows this woman, she's like standing in mud while standing up and using the restroom. It's just one of the most frightening.
That's totally shocking.
One of the most frightening things I've ever seen.
I'm actually kind of scarred from that now. Thanks.
You're welcome. And I'll post the actual image on mattstukes.com so you can have the real image in your head too.
I can be fully scarred.
Yep, there you go. We'll complete. We'll just finish it for you.
Complete my day. Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Women, if there's a device that would allow you to use the restroom standing up, would you? Because I just think that'd be so horrifying. You know, I mean, it'd be worse for you if somebody walked in on you doing it. You know, than anything. What do you think?
That whole pee like a boy thing.
Yeah.
When we went to Iraq, they gave us what they called FUDs. It was a female urinary device.
Yeah.
And it was a funnel with a tube coming out of it. And you had to make sure you didn't pee fast because it would fill up really quick.
Okay.
It would be a mess.
It's coming back up. Yeah, see this. Chris, looking at this thing, doesn't it look like it's just a bunch of disposable.
Yeah.
It's like almost like a paper, like a. Trough almost,
yeah.
Or it's not really a funnel. It's like something that you would, you know, kind of put down there and like aim. And
it's like one of those things you get at Sonic to put your hot dog in.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that. It does. It looks exactly like that. Like it's folded, and so, but yeah, you'd feel the warmth kind of going down your hand.
And right? Ours was gross because it had for you to, I mean, going on patrol and stuff. You just use your water bottle, rinse it out, and go.
Go in the water bottle, or would you have to use the FUD?
Yeah, we use the FUD.
The FUD. Okay, that's a classic name, by the way.
A female urinary device.